because of cancer is the only reason I now have a permanent smile.
Pointed to my wife and I said, I want those teeth. She has beautiful teeth.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients. My name's Emily, and today I'm joined with real dental implant patients who have undergone their own smile transformations. So with many of you being from different Nuvia centers across the country, what was your experience of the consultation appointment?
So my consultation was a little bit different. I did all my research. I was very scared of dentists, from the smell to my history to being shamed, to being told I would never be a normal person, I'd be a jigsaw puzzle. They didn't know how to fix me. So I had to put my big girl pants on, make the call, and I went in. Did not tell anybody in my family I was doing this. Because I was afraid of being told no. Because when you're told no so many times and you're degraded, I wanted to do this on my own because if I was going to fail, I did not want to take my friends and family down with me. I walked in and completely different experience. They did not look at me and make fun of me. They didn't say, oh my goodness, look at you, look at your teeth. They treated me like a person. I had not had that experience. So when I went back, we were joking about different things. They're like, okay, get inside this little space cadet capsule. They spun that camera around me. They took me into another room, took some other pictures. And then they went ahead and we went in. And they're like, okay, here's three different options of what you're going to look like. Here's the natural. Here's a square. Here's a round. What would you like to see yourself? And like everybody is saying is that they made that opportunity for me. It wasn't going to be a stamp for every single person because we're all individuals. So you can't put a stamp and say this particular implant is going to fit you because I have a smaller mouth. I've known that for years. Every single time I lost a tooth, I had to have the tooth on either side pulled because my baby teeth were so tiny, the adult teeth were pushing everything out. So I had been struggling for 20 plus years. It was from the age of 6 years old that I had issues. So we went through everything. Everybody that was there was so kind. They were checking in on me. What questions do you have? Do you want your family to be here? All this other stuff. So I was told I was a candidate. I was extremely happy. Tears, as you can tell, I'm the emotional one of the group. Tears of happiness. And then tears of sadness 10 minutes later. So I had to wait a good 6 months before I could even move forward due to them making sure medically I was okay because of my weight. So my road was a little bit different. I'm here and here we go. Don't give up.
That was amazing. That was really amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Sorry, guys.
No.
Don't be sorry. We all, yeah.
We love you.
Yes. Understanding for sure.
Yes. Absolutely. We're so happy that you're here and happy that, you know, you can share your journey with us because it is a story of perseverance, of not giving up, of going after what you want and doing all that you can, knowing what you had to fight to get to this moment, right? And like you said, there's tears of happiness, there's tears of, you know, pain, but through it all, you came out stronger. And that strength is helping other people. So I appreciate you, Trish.
Well, something that really caught my attention was you said you didn't tell anybody you were going to Nuvia because you didn't want anybody to know if you weren't successful. How many people are suffering in silence? It's like we just don't want to be disappointed. And when we get it, we get to celebrate out loud. And it's so joyous.
And the day that I went was my wedding anniversary. I went on my wedding anniversary. I went on my 22nd wedding anniversary. My husband was in another state taking care of his mom who had cancer. So he had no clue what was going on. I just took the day off. And I went. Because him being gone, my daughter's like, well, what are you going to do for your anniversary? I'm like, you're at work. I don't know. I'm going to go shopping. I'll figure something out. Mom always figures something out. So I went, and I just remember them. They're like, well, what's today for you? I'm like, it's my wedding anniversary. And they're like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I don't know. My husband's away. He's taking care of Mom, and here I am. They're like, you didn't tell anybody? I'm like, no. And that was like the biggest thing that shocked them. And they're like, why wouldn't you tell anybody? I go, because I've been shut down so many times. The doors have been shut on my face. I have been discriminated against. I was in the hotel industry for 20 years. I started at the front desk. I worked myself as a director. I traveled as the United States and opened and closed hotels. So I hid my smile. I hid. I retracted. I did everything in the world. Because with me living in Atlanta at the time, my clients were Coca-Cola, UPS, you name it. I was playing with the big dogs out there. And when you walk in and they see you first, I was sending other people because I did not want that company to tell my company no and not give us the business because of the way I looked. Because I was not being judged on what I could do for that company to help them save money, meetings, whatever it was. First impressions, you can never do a first impression twice. So unfortunately, I had so many people shut me down. And then when Nubia said yes, and then they said no, Trish, you can't do it because of your BMI. I'm like, that's another door that's just shutting me down. I go, because of my medical issues, I had no clue how I was going to lose that 50 pounds. There is no way on this green earth a normal diet works for me. I can drink water and I can gain weight. It sucks. Not going to lie. And the only reason I lost this stupid weight, I'm sorry, was because of that stupid C word. That is the only reason that weight came off, because I can exercise, I can swim, I can do everything. The weight never comes off. So because of cancer is the only reason I now have a permanent smile. So was that cancer put inside me because I needed the smile? I don't know.
No, Heidi.
You're such a survivor. So tough. So tough. But you know what? Talk about turning something negative into a positive, right? Seeing how, you know, you had to go through cancer, but, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And what it did for you was it took the weight away, which gave you the opportunity to get that smile, to get to your confidence, to get to your first goal. So I applaud you for that. You were a tough cookie.
I'm stubborn, and as people say, you don't push me into the corner because you don't want. I'm usually easy going, but no, it was one of those things. I didn't even tell my husband for 6 weeks I had cancer. I went through my first cancer surgery without telling him, because I knew he would want to come home, but he needed to be in Montana to take care of his mom. I took this all on my own. My first cancer surgery. With just my daughter and my mom, because my dad was at a doctor's appointment for himself. And then when you get that call a week later saying, honey, the doctor's like, honey, I'm sorry we didn't get it. We didn't get your cancer. And they're like, we don't know if you're going to live. So I had to wait 3 months to go through 2 more cancer surgeries to see if I would live. So my video last week just said, because they are fighting for me. They told me I had to fight for my life. So after my 2 cancer surgeries, and they gave me the green light, that was my first call was to Nubia. They said, can I come visit you guys, please? They're all like, what's going on? Because they had no clue I had cancer. I did not tell anybody. They had no clue. The Phoenix office had no clue until I went to go see them in October. And that's when they found out. And Dr. S is all like, what do you mean you have cancer? What do you mean? And he goes, you don't look like you've had cancer. I'm like, I've had 3 major surgeries. They go, I'm very sore in my stomach right now and what have you. And I've been pulled apart, put back together, pieces out. And they're all like, I would never have known. So I had those 2 cancer surgeries at the end of September. And almost exactly 1 month later, I had my Nubia surgery. So I had 3 major surgeries in 30 days, and my parents thought I was crazy. But I said, I'm stubborn, and it has to be done. So here we are.
Yeah, look, here we are.
Yeah.
And look at you, girl. Shelly. And you are a spectacular role model for all out there.
And I just, like I told Shannon and all those guys, I did not put my story out there for any type of recognition. I just wanted people to know that if there's a stumbling block, don't give up. Because if I would have given up when I hit those stumbling blocks, where would I have been? I don't know. I've been probably hiding behind a door somewhere in my house because I don't have to go into the office. I get to work as well.
Yep. Trisha, you're a blessing to us, and you're a blessing to people that you may never know because of what you just told us. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
So if you're curious how we started our dental implant journey, it was with a 60-second quiz. So if you want to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours, take the 60-second quiz in the description below.
My story is interesting to me in that 2 weeks before I came to Nubia, I had gone to a dentist after years of not going and was told by the dentist I had about a year and a half worth of dental work to fix my mouth. And I went home and thought, there's not a chance on the planet I'm going to spend a year and a half in a dentist office having Band-Aid surgeries over and over. So I'd done a little bit of research online. And at that time, this is again 2.5 years ago, Nubia had small videos of some of the doctors they had in the different offices. They happened to have the doctor I got in the Denver office, and it was 2 minutes and 39 seconds of this doctor telling her story. And by the time she finished, I knew where I was supposed to be. Love that woman. Anyway, I went in and went through what everyone's talked about. You talk to different people. They put you in the machine. It spins around your head and sees all of what your head looks like and your teeth. And I remembered something from one of my video contacts that said, you have to have good jawbones or you may not qualify. And frankly, I had no idea what that meant, but that was something that could block me getting this. So when the doctor said out loud to me, you've got good bones, I knew I was good to go. They went through the paperwork. Thankfully, I qualified. And like all of y'all have said, I walked in an office. They didn't know me from Adam. And I immediately felt welcomed. I've been a lot of places that tried to fake that. And just about every time they did, I knew it. I seldom went back to those places. Nubia was different. They were going through so many different steps. And at one point they were asking what color teeth I wanted. I didn't even remember that conversation. My wife told me they did that because what I remember doing was I pointed to my wife and I said, I want those teeth because she had, she has beautiful teeth. And so they figured that out. So I got my wife's teeth. And my memory is I had 27 of my teeth. A human has 32 teeth, I think. So I still had a lot in there. They put me under. They took all those teeth out. And I'm also on blood thinners because of blood clots. And so the bruising aspect of this, I fully anticipated as they described that because I got a puppy now that my arms look like I've been in a war zone because of the blood thinners, what it does when you get scratched and things. When I left that office after pulling all my teeth, I didn't have an ounce of bruising on me. I had so little swelling, I couldn't even tell. My wife said, yeah, you're swollen a little bit. I came back that next day. They put those teeth in. And I just can't tell you how thrilled I was. I've been in my life, I've been a minister and a therapist. I've been talking to people my whole life. And I talk to a lot of folks like this. And if I dared laugh, I did that. I wasn't even conscious of that, literally, by that stage in my life. It just was. And so everything the Denver office told me to expect was 100% or better, if there's such a thing. When they put my teeth in, that doctor came in the room and looked at them, and I was doing like what I did earlier. I was trying to keep myself from crying, and I just looked at her. And I looked at her and I said, come here, woman, let me give you a hug. Oh. To the doctor. But she knew exactly, because I just a sweetheart of a woman and the best doctor I could have had. Again, everything I was told from the minute I walked into the Nuvia office came true, and then some. If you're wondering about this in your life, I can't encourage you enough. Just take the first step. Walk into an office and you won't be disappointed, because this place is not a place of disappointment. This is a place to restore and help people regain their life.
Don't forget to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours by taking the 60-second quiz in the description below. You can also help us out by leaving an honest review of this podcast. It will not only help us, but those considering the life-changing procedure of dental implants.